Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Hello, I'm Steve Strang, and welcome to the Strang Report, coming to you today from London, England, where I'm attending the Great Empowered 21 Conference. In fact, in a couple hours from now, I'm going to be on stage at the Great Gaumont Theater, which has been bought by the Ruach City Church, now seats 5,000 people. It's a great venue for a great church. I'll be on that historic stage ministering on the living in the power of the Holy Spirit. And after this word from our sponsor, I'm going to share with you what I'm going to share with these people in a couple of hours here in London.
Hi, everyone. This is Steve Green on the Charisma Podcast Network, and I want to speak to you on behalf of Evangel Christian Churches. And if you've ever had a desire to be trained, equipped, and credentialed as a chaplain, you may really want to listen to this message. It's probably now would be a great time to fulfill the call of God on your life. We're still early in the year. You can accomplish so much still in this year of 2016. Becoming a licensed minister will enable you to reach out to jail ministries, hospitals, nursing homes. Maybe you want to do street evangelism or teaching, traveling, going to across the world to minister. Women's Aglow would be good. Maybe even at anti-abortion facilities, counseling, traveling, whatever it is that you've got in your heart, there's no better place to be trained and equipped than Destiny School of Ministry Chaplaincy Training Institute. Let me say that again, the Destiny School of Ministry Chaplaincy Training Institute. They're going to offer you the opportunity to be trained and credentialed as a chaplain. It's always good to have official credentials. They have correspondence classes and extremely affordable tuition. They're licensed throughout the state of Michigan and fully accredited. You can call them now. They actually prefer you to call them. Their number is 586-773-6568. And one more time, 586-773-6568. The good thing about a podcast is you can back this up and listen to the phone number again. Their website is evangelchristianchurches.com. Check them out there or just call that number. One more time, 586-773-6568 for the Chaplaincy Training Program. Get credentialed today. God bless you.
Welcome back. I've been spending time preparing for my talk. I've been asked to be on a panel with two others. We were given the topic of living in the power of the Holy Spirit, and they told me they particularly want me to talk about how to use it in the marketplace. It's a great honor to be invited to speak at an occasion like this. You know, they have some of the greatest Pentecostal preachers, some of the greatest charismatic teachers in the entire world, some of the greatest musicians, and I'm humbled to be here to ask. Now, I'm not a preacher like some of these other people, so I'll admit I have a certain amount of intimidation, but I'm also confident that how I have had to learn how to live in the power of the Holy Spirit will really relate to the people there. You know, we are a media company. We're both a business and a ministry. I like to say we're 100% business. We're 100% ministry. We have to be able to succeed as businesses succeed with good products and services and making a profit. We also have to be able to succeed how ministries do. We have to have the right motives. We've got to flow with the body of Christ. We've got to have right doctrine. This is not really a contradiction because Jesus himself was both God. He was 100% God and 100% man. And the people that are there, many of the people will be in full-time ministry, but not all. And people have to realize that they can be 100% filled with the Holy Spirit in their personal life and 100% filled with the Holy Spirit in their work life, in the marketplace. So here is how it relates to me. 4 points. Number one, if you're filled with Holy Spirit, you're going to have power from on high. You're going to live differently. You're going to be differently. You're going to exhibit the fruit of Spirit. You know, unfortunately, my experience has been not only are Christians some of the nicest people I know, they're also sometimes the nastiest people I know. I mean, the Bible itself says that you can speak in tongues. You can have the tongues of men and of angels, and if you don't have love, it profits you nothing. You can have faith to move mountains, but if you don't have love, it profits you nothing. So we need to not only have love, but joy, peace, long-suffering, temperance, patience. all the fruit of the Spirit need to be in my life. It needs to affect how I treat my customers, how I treat my staff, how I treat my enemies in business. And believe it or not, sometimes you have people that oppose you for one reason or another that you have conflicts with. We have to be loving and kind. It's got to affect us where we live in the marketplace. And then second is not only the fruit of the Spirit, but gifts of the Spirit. These are not only for church, praying for the sick, casting out devils, healing people, but I've got to have the gifts of the Spirit operate day to day. So how does it operate in a business? Well, let's consider the discerning of spirits. You know, you have to not only use your business acumen and your experience, but you have to rely on the Spirit of God to discern. And I could give you stories of when we have had to discern, is this of the Lord? Is it not of the Lord? Is this a priority? Is it not a priority? I can't tell you how we're bombarded from every side by people who want us to write about them, cover their ministry. Sometimes we kind of joke that they want to be rich and famous. In fact, we call them wannabes. They want to be rich. They want to be famous. They want to have a worldwide ministry. There are also people that God is touching and anointing and raising up. We try to write about those people too, but we have to discern one from the other. And that's just one example. I could give you many examples. One time we had a situation where somebody was opposing us and actually threatening a lawsuit for something. This was a situation where we were entirely in the right. The person was really just trying to cause problems for us. And the Lord gave my wife a dream in which she woke up and got certain documentation that she sent off to our lawyer that he was able to present to the other side that made them realize they had no case at all. And this all came as a dream. It's a result, I believe, of being filled with the Spirit. It's an example of how the Holy Spirit helps us in our businesses. Then there's a matter of faith. You know, the Bible says that God has given to everyone a measure of faith. To even believe in Christ, you have to have a measure of faith. But there's a gift of faith. You know, Jesus talked about speaking to the mountains and believing that they'll be removed. He says, if you have faith as small as a grain of mustard seed, you can speak to the mountain, it'll be removed. My organization, Charisma Magazine, exists because of faith. It didn't exist at one time. I believe that God gave me a vision, put a seed in my heart, but I had to believe God for it. I had to believe it into existence. You know, early in my career, after I think only 4 years after Charisma Magazine started, when it was still very, very small, I flew to Fort Worth, Texas, and met with a young radio evangelist named Kenneth Copeland. He wasn't even on television yet, but his ministry was already thriving. In fact, I flew with him on his airplane to a crusade and interviewed him on the plane. I recently reread that article in Charisma Magazine and how I had told how he explained to me about faith and how he believed that faith is something that you use like a carpenter uses a hammer or a plumber uses a wrench. In fact, he said that a Christian who doesn't know how to use his faith is actually handicapped. Now, I realize that handicapped is used in different ways, especially here in Britain. They would more say disabled. So I'm going to be careful when I tell this, try to use terminology that they can relate to. But someone who can't use their faith is actually handicapped. We would normally say that someone can't use their limbs or maybe can't use their mind is handicapped. You know, that was a real eye-opener for me. And many times when it just looked impossible, I just believed God. And I'm thankful to just give a testimony to God's goodness and faithfulness. And finally, as Pentecostal believers, filled with the Spirit of God, I believe in miracles. Don't you believe in miracles? But it's just not miracles at a Reinhardt Bonnke crusade. How about miracles in the marketplace? That God brings things to us. God makes good things to happen. God opens doors. You know, I believe that our publishing the Modern English Version was a miracle. Even God opening the door with the royal family here in Britain, where we were able to dedicate the Bible to Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II and made a presentation on her behalf to the Dean of Windsor this week. I believe that is a miracle. Those kinds of things don't usually exist. You know, the book, The Harbinger, came to us as a miracle. It came as a prophetic word to Rabbi Jonathan Cahn that he was going to write a book that shook the nation. Then the same prophet said, I think I can introduce you to Steve Strang and he might be interested in publishing the book. Well, we were. And we've sold more than 2 million copies of that book, and it's certainly shaken the nation. I believe our getting that was miraculous. It was nothing that we did in our own strength. I believe that God gave it to us. It was a result of living by the Spirit of God. You know, life is tough. Business is tough. We need power. If we had the Holy Spirit, if we believe in the Holy Spirit, if we speak in tongues, why wouldn't we want the Holy Spirit to empower us, to help us live an overcoming life, to help us believe God for things that don't exist, to believe God to move mountains, to believe God for miracles in our life? I pray that this will inspire you to believe God, to walk out the power of the Holy Spirit every day, in every way, in your business life, in the marketplace, as well as in the church. I hope what I have to say inspires people. There's more in my notes that I had prepared. One of the points that I'm going to try to fit in somewhere is that we have to make a decision to live in the Spirit. We make a decision. Are we going to be led by our natural desires, our natural inclinations, or are we going to be led and believe and walk with the Spirit of God? This is something I don't do perfectly, of course. In fact, when I prepare something like this, it is a real opportunity for me to examine my own life and say, Steve, do you practice what you preach? Well, I don't always, but I do try. And I just encourage you to try. We have to walk every day, put one foot in front of the other, step by step, to walk and be all that God has called us to do, and to try to live as much as we can by the Spirit of God. Thank you for listening to The Strang Report today on the Charisma Podcast Network.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.